Chapter 2. Blackberry Farm, Meeple, April 1943. Lizzie Gilbert gazed down at the face of her beloved son as he lay in his cot. Arthur was just 16 months old, 2 months younger than his cousin, Johnny Talbot. Did he look a little hot, or was she worrying for nothing? Young Arthur Thomas Gilbert, as they'd eventually had him christened, had been grizzling most of the night. His beautiful little face was a bit flushed, but Lizzie couldn't see any spots or blemishes, and he'd swallowed some of his milk and a little sweet rice pudding at breakfast. Young Arthur had been named for the man who had taken Tom Gilbert as his son, even though he wasn't his own, marrying his mother Pam, despite her illegitimate child, and giving them both his gentle love and care. Young Arthur was normally a healthy boy and had grown fast during the first 9 months of his life. Needless to say, he was a favourite with his grandparents, Pam and Arthur Talbot, though they also had another grandson. Johnny Talbot's mother, Faith Goodjohn, had died after bringing him into the world, from a cruel twist of fate. And care for him was shared between Lizzie and Pam, with a little help from other female members of the Talbot family. Susan and Angela, the boy's young aunts, and Jeannie, Artie Talbot's wife of a few months. Arthur and Johnny were cousins, but, being brought up together, were almost as brothers, equally loved and cherished. Pam had taken on the care of the little boy without hesitation, because her son was a serving officer in the RAF and couldn't make other arrangements for her grandson. She loved the child, but unfortunately, her husband's health had taken a turn for the worse towards the end of the previous year, and although Arthur Sr. was still living and doing what he could on the farm, that didn't amount to much. These days, he spent a lot of time sitting in the kitchen, watching as Pam carried on her usual work, and Lizzie knew the worry about him was taking its toll of Pam. She never said a word of it, other than to often ask if Arthur needed anything. But she still had all her work to do, plus the care of a small child, a daughter of 11, soon to take the exam that would decide which school she would attend, and another about to take her exams for her chance of a place at teaching college. Susan had been studying hard, and everyone thought she would pass her exams with flying colours. But Angela was another matter. Inclined to be lazy when it came to schoolwork, the family feared she would fail her tests and be sent to the secondary modern school in Chatteris. It was a decent school, but her mother had hoped she would follow her sister to Ely High School and go on to college. Angela loved animals, and Lizzie knew that Pam had tried to interest her in becoming a vet, or at least a veterinary nurse, but she was bored by the idea of years of studying and insisted she would be a farmer's wife like her mother. No amount of persuasion made Angela change her mind, but she was very good at looking after little Johnny, so Pam had given up nagging her about her homework. She had far too much to do taking care of an ailing husband, who refused to give in and still went out every night to look at the animals before bed and all the other tasks that fell to her. Young Arthur let out a wail of misery. Lizzie recalled her thoughts and picked him up, feeling to see if his nappy was wet. It was perfectly dry, and his little body felt warmer than she liked. It was no good. She would have to take him to their family doctor in Sutton, a village only a mile or so away as the crow flies, but the road that led straight to Sutton had been absorbed into the aerodrome, which stretched up the small hill and across several acres of what had once been prime farmland. Now you had to go the long way round, through another village called Witcham, up to the toll and then back into Sutton, which meant she would be gone for more than an hour. And that was if she was lucky. The surgery at Sutton was run by just one doctor, Dr. Parker. His small waiting room was usually packed with